This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because, together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, hey, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Ed's trying to be a motorcycle racer, but Audrey's trying to be a radio host right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Hey, Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep, still best place to buy yourself a Stellantis vehicle. They won't mark it up. They'll give you a screaming deal. And I looked at their inventory the other day, and they are doing just fine. Alpha Site Logistics, if you're going out to the desert, definitely give them a call. 760-362-8383 for hand wash stations, portable toilets, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. They've been doing it for more years than I care to admit. And nobody in our lovely government will say anything negative because Alpha Site crosses their T's and dots their I's.
Yep.
Facebook. Go to facebook.com/AlphaSiteLogistics. All right. So you're going to have to be the media news person today since Ed's not here.
Yeah, I don't mind that. He wants me to talk grants today, but he's always better at grants. He sent me a list of them and I kind of looked him over, but we'll wait until he comes back for that.
Oh, okay.
Some people say he granted you permission. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Brenton. You're the best board op. Yeah, so Ed is out today at Paris Speedway. He is racing Cal Vintage MX on the dirt track. I don't know what bikes he took out there to race today, but it's the vintage one. So probably his older 250. He's getting down out there. He's already done two races this morning. He's got two left. He might be able to call in for us and give us an update and tell us what's going on down there at the Speedway. But other than that, I do have a couple of big things to talk about today. I'm excited for the San Diego County Parks and Recreation's feasibility study, which was this week on Thursday, April 13th. They had their first public outreach meeting, virtual meeting that they hosted, Zoom meeting on Thursday night to give us a little update of what they've been working on, what the plan is, looking for recommendations. And there was some really good public input at the meeting. I kind of sat back and watched and let some others ask some questions and then wanted to listen in and see what the findings were of that.
What is this pertaining to?
San Diego County Parks and Recreation is looking to create a San Diego County OHV park, which is managed and maintained, owned and operated by San Diego County Parks and Recreations, which we do not have a San Diego County OHV park area that we can legally go dirt bike, side by side, green sticker, red sticker, that we can have access to. Now, don't get me wrong. There are off-highway vehicle parks in San Diego County. They actually looked at and listed a few of them on their thing. They have OHV sites reached within the county and a 50-mile buffering surrounding it. So within the county, there's McCain, Lark Canyon, Corral Canyon, and Barona Oaks Speedway. And then they have Fox Raceway up north, which they're saying is also included within the county. And those are our only county parks.
Barona Speedway?
That's what they're calling.
You can't take your side-by-sides and motorcycles and dune buggy. So why?
Well, no. You have the dirt bikes at the MX park. So there's the Barona
Oaks Yeah, not the speedway.
Well, yeah, and they called Corral Canyon, Coral Canyon.
Well, and even if you go to Barona Oaks, you cannot take your side-by-sides out there. You cannot take your quads.
It's limited. So that's one of the things that they were looking at, too.
Why would they put that on the list?
What parks can be used for what attribute and, you know, what they offer. Do they offer camping? Is it day use only? What type of day use is it?
Right.
Is it where you have to be in your own vehicle, or is there trailer parking where you can trailer, you know, your off-highway vehicle too? And the only one that has trailer parking that you can trailer your off-highway vehicle to is Corral Canyon.
And that's out in the desert.
And no, that's here in San Diego. That's Lake Marino up at where we do our highway cleanups, Buckman Springs rest stop exit. So that's just past the border checkpoint, just outside of, it's kind of considered Campo area. The mountain area.
How much area?
They have two camping locations there. They have ATV dirt bike riding, side-by-sides, could do the trails because it is a green sticker park as well. So side-by-sides are allowed at Corral Canyon. That would be the only area that would be allow it outside of going into the valley and going down to Plaster City, Ocotillo, Superstition, right there. Those are the next closest that you can actually have a side-by-side ATV at, aside from Corral Canyon, which is the only one. So then they talked about how they're looking at and analyzing the different areas for the opportunities and constraints. They're doing tier one, tier two, tier three. So the tier one is they're looking at San Diego County land that they own mainly, that Parks and Recreations owns to particularly turn into. And then they're looking at other areas like Otay Mountain, and that area, which is managed by Bureau of Land Management, and it's not really set up for anything. Could it potentially be set up into a park, and could they work with Bureau of Land Management? So they are going to be reaching out to other agencies as well. So that was made me happy. But what kind of broke my heart is one of the areas that you know, that I know about and that I learned about, you know, in when I was a kid in the 90s with the San Diego Off-Road Coalition, was between Lakeside, Barona, and Ramona on the north side of San Vicente. San Diego Off-Road Coalition worked in the early 80s, and actually Sherry Kukla with SNS Off-Road Magazine actually reached out to me prior to the park and recreation meeting on Thursday, you know, to make sure that I was aware of the area. She remembered teaming up with us in late 82 when we were originally working on this back in the day. There was a older gentleman who had passed away, and I can't remember his name. My husband's family knew him, and they are blanking out on his name as well. But he actually donated hundreds of acres of land to San Diego County. And in his will, he wrote that he actually specifically wanted one area to be an off-highway vehicle park, which is now a preserve. And one of the things that it's not a park. Nope.
So we don't have a problem going against somebody's will.
Yes. And then what they donated the money for. And that was in the 80s. And that was actually County Board Supervisor Diane Jacobs that actually shut us down and stopped that in the 80s and 90s. I believe it even essentially went to a potential lawsuit against Diane Jacobs for getting the park.
Guess we lost, huh?
Yes, unfortunately. San Diego County turned its actually now Sycamore Canyon Preserve. So if you know Sycamore Canyon Preserve, going up the 67 between Scripps Highway Parkway.
Don't want anybody out there.
No, and it's a gorgeous area to ride. There's another area nearby on the north part between Barona and Ramona and North San Vicente Lakeside area that was potentially going to be a park as well. And so we'll look at that. You know, I made him aware of some areas between Escondido, Valley Center, and Fallbrook. That is just pristine riding, pristine trails up there that technically you're not supposed to go do green sticker riding at. But the last time that I was up there, there was side-by-sides out, dirt bikes out, You know, nobody
illegally.
Yes, illegally.
If you come across a border illegal, why can't you go play in the dirt?
There's not a good area in that area for anybody to legally go ride at. And it's one of the most popular sports right now. Ever since COVID happened, everybody wants to get stuck. You know, they don't want to be stuck inside their house. And the
Let's take a break. We come back. Yeah, e-bike. That's a good topic. E-bike right here on San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, this segment's brought to you by Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning. The Ashley family has been taking care of heating and air since 1983. They really specialize in doing the job the right the first time. Great service. You got an estimate on a repair and you want somebody to just take a second look, they'll do it for you free of charge. They take care of seniors and military. And, you know, even the second opinion on another company is totally free. So if you're looking for quality service that people stand behind, that's what I like, family-owned and operated. Fire and Ice, HVAC.com, fireandicehvac.com. Wayne Miller Tires stopped doing tires. Well, he didn't stop doing tires. He's still doing tires, but now he's doing the whole vehicle. So if you need tires, an oil change, a tune-up, an alignment, maybe a couple tires and wheels, Wayne can do it all. That's Wayne Miller Tire at 619-596-2800. All right, we're back. So where are they going to put this park?
They don't know yet. So they were looking at all of San Diego County, and they were breaking it down for they're looking at resources involved in the different areas, cultural, habitat, you know, everything that's going to be involved with it, what it will affect. Then they have the different tiers that they're going to do. So they're looking, what they're going to do is they're just exactly like how LA did it. LA started with 16 sites, narrowed it to 8 sites, and then narrowed it to 3 sites.
And now they're at 0.
So, LA is still going through their process. So LA actually narrowed it to 2 sites, I believe, that they have it to. And they're moving forward with theirs. They got another grant, and they're moving forward with their potential park.
I heard that site's really nice. It's a mile by a mile.
Potentially.
No, 1 mile by 1 mile. And you can come in there with your off-road vehicles, camp, take your side-by-side.
You're joking. That's what they're trying to do. I mean, that's because we're just talking about Oceana Dunes off-air, and I was letting him know about the Oceana Dunes comments. I'm trying to get Jared or Jim into studio to have them.
They're camping. Come on, they're camping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So back to San, you know, when I think about it, I mean, really, the only place you can do anything like this is east.
Or south, Chula Vista. Don't get me wrong. So there's a beautiful area off the 905 between George Bailey's that goes back up to the backside of Otay Mountain. It's gorgeous riding back there. Mm. I grew up hunting that area as a kid.
Yeah.
The whole backside. Even from the backside of Otay Mountain through Del Zura up into Potrero, and that section, there's a lot of county land and unincorporated out there that would not affect anybody. Sound wouldn't be an issue. Nothing would be an issue out there. So to me, that's a really important, you know, key.
Well, every time I fly in from out of town, coming east to west, and I look out the window, and I see all these snaky little fire trails.
Yep.
I'm thinking we could do a motocross.
Yeah.
I mean, raise money.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing out there.
No.
Nothing.
There's nothing out there.
And that would be the easiest area to maintain.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. If you do the 94 all the way out and you go the backside, you go Del Zura Potrero Campo and hit that particular area. That's massive. But then you could do the same thing going north. You can do the same thing between Valley Center, Fallbrook, Escondido, and that area up there.
You know Marty Smith, the motorcycle?
Yes.
He wanted to do a motorcycle class, school, and a place to go.
Yeah.
He dumped more money in it than God. And then they came in and ripped it right out from under him.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, I mean, if the city and the county are for this, who would be better than to put something together like that than Marty Smith?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and nothing's, and now, I even had a friend of mine, I probably don't totally agree with it, but he got a bulldozer and made a little road course out of, on his property.
Yeah.
City came in, the county came in, they said, you move, put one vehicle out there, you're going to jail. It's his property.
Yeah, it's his property. How can they dictate what he can do on his property?
He just told him they will drive him out. I mean, he had to take his bulldozer and wipe it out. Because they're not going to let you do anything. You have to have permits. You got to have fire and safety. You got to have, you know, you got to have all this mitigation. And I'm not saying there's nothing against it, but if it's my property and I want to dig a little racetrack and have you and Ed over just to go putzing around, ain't going to happen.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a lot bigger gorillas out there that we're not even aware of. You know, we hear deep state.
Yeah,
it's deep everywhere, and I think in every state has a deep state,
and
it just depends, you know. I don't know what the combination is, but yeah, I could not believe it when he told me that. He says he was so upset, and they came out. Probably I didn't see it, but it probably came out with armored vehicles, tanks, and, you know, dropped 300 101st Airborne and threw grenades at him. I'm just saying.
No. We don't want that, but technically that is what we are up against because, you know, for some reason, when people hear off-roaders, they just get that bad taste in their mouth. And it's just,
it's justifiable. There's some off-road people, and I'm not saying hardcore.
I'm doing 90 to 10. 90% of us are pack it in, pack it out, family oriented.
It only takes 1%. And my station, after these college kids went out and destroyed, I don't know where it was at, and left more trash than at the Miramar dump. And the minute KUSI went out, they reported it was the off-road community.
Oh, wow.
You don't remember that?
No.
I mean, it was huge.
No.
Huge. And they blamed it all on the off.
Are you talking about Pine Valley? Are you talking about Pancake Rock?
No, this was out in the desert. It was
in the desert.
And they just went out there. It was kind of like a Burning Man thing. But, you know, and these folks went out there and they just totally destroyed it. And
I don't remember that.
It was like a spring breaky thing. I don't know all the particulars. All I know is when I'm sitting in there and I'm watching them cover it, and this is before I even knew you and the off-road coalition.
Yeah.
You know, what are you freaking talking about? Do you see it? I mean, what are you talking about? Yeah, it was. But because that's what.
We're the ones that get blamed for it.
Well, that's what
I'm saying. But most of the time, we're the ones. So our state vehicular recreation parks, our OHV parks, we are put under such higher regulation.
Much higher standards.
And much higher standards for what we have to do that our parks are actually in better condition than most of the other state parks.
And what are we trying to do? We're trying to bring fun, safe fun, and happiness to the family.
We're trying to conserve outdoor recreation.
But not according to
them. We're trying to protect and
conserve.
You're going to
dig holes. And
we want to protect Mother Nature because we like to go out and experience and see pretty things along the trail. We don't want it to be destroyed with graffiti.
I think it has to do with whatever you want, they don't want. If you said we want to give, you know, free food to anybody that's homeless, they'll come up for a reason and say, oh, no, you can't do that. You don't you don't have a health license.
Somebody's going to be allergic to something.
Yeah, somebody's going to be allergic to something. I mean, it's the weirdest thing because when you really stop and think about it, I mean, does that kind of come that way?
Yeah.
If you try to do something good, there's always 12 people that want to stop it. By the way, I keep telling you Ed's on the line.
Oh, he is?
I told you that 13 times now.
You have not maybe mentioned 14. That on the line. Brendan, I didn't even hear it in the.
He said it. Don't throw Brendan under the bus. Put your headphones on, Brendan. Did you not say it?
I said it.
Thank you very much.
Over the break.
Hey, Ed, how's it going? Where are you at?
Oh, great.
Oh, Ed's not there.
Now he's not.
As soon as I put him on, now he's dropped.
Fine.
He just dropped.
Okay,
on,
so. Now you have to verify we tried to put him on.
You should have put him on beforehand so we knew he was even there.
He was on.
I didn't want to interrupt your guys' conversation because this is quite interesting about how, you know, again.
What do you feel? Do you think I'm wrong?
No,
do you think I'm wrong?
We've talked about this week after week about how when you give an inch, they'll take a mile. And it doesn't just involve off-roading. It involves the gun control. It involves a lot of things that conservatives have been doing for trying to make everyone
happy. You learn a
lot
doing 6 hours with
me. I know. Yeah. And you know what? I'm with you, Dave, where, you know, the first hour I get angry with you.
Yeah.
And then the next few hours I'm like,
we're
okay,
having fun,
yeah.
And then
back to
being
angry.
Stop at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, and like, you should see the look on her face when I said the off-road park goes from 5,000 acres to an acre. You know, and all of San Diego has to stay within that acre to do off-roading.
Yeah.
You know, small an acre is. No. You could do that in my backyard.
It's so tiny.
Is he back?
You want to talk about safety issues and regulations?
No, I got to ask a really much more important question.
What?
Where do I put my green sticker?
Oh, because you just got yours?
But it
so
doesn't.
You want to show it off into an area that it, you, one, it's not going to get damaged if you were to roll over or scrape or anything, and you want it easily seen and accessible. So I typically go on the inside of the roll bar cage a little bit higher up so that when you are out and about, when you're on the trail or anything like that, they see that reflective sticker portion of it, because it is a reflective sticker. So, yes, you want it to be seen.
It's on my desk. I don't know where to put it. I know if I put it.
I will happily come over.
And if you do it, some little fuzzy face ranger is going to come out and give me a ticket because it's in the wrong place. They tell you where to put a car license plate, right?
No.
Well, yes, they do. It has to be on the back side of the car.
Yeah.
So do I put it on the front?
That's a really good question.
Or do I put it on the back? Yeah. And guess what?
I would put it on the back.
20 minutes of digging through Google and DMV and green stickers and rules and regulations. Nothing says where it goes.
Yeah, because I'm telling you right now, you don't want it scraped off.
But
you want
it gives
on the inside
them the
of the
opportunity
roll bar
to say,
on the driver's side.
Sorry, Dave, your sticker should be over 4 inches. We're going to have to give you a ticket, confiscate your vehicle, and you will go to jail for 10 years. You can tell I'm super happy with our government.
No.
But I mean, you know, really?
Hey, why don't you tell all the listeners what you got? Because I don't even think you've announced that yet.
Oh, I got a Barbie doll Jeep. It's pink. It's lifted. It's the baddest you've ever seen in your life.
We souped it up and put a lawnmower engine in it.
It goes 5 miles an hour, and I got
it. No, 20. We put a lawnmower engine in it.
And I got an outfit to go with it. I got culottes, and I got a...
Pink tutu,
and I got a wig, and God, I can't wait. No, it's over at Mark Lewick's.
Oh, Mark's painting it.
Can't leave it look like that. So I'm not going to put the sticker on. In fact, man, you know what I should do? I should take the sticker over to Mark so he can incorporate it. You know, so I don't want to put a nice sticker over one of his kick butt paint pinstripes.
God. Yeah, no.
I think I'll just put it on the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, because if I go upside down, then it's easy to see.
It's easy to see.
There
yeah,
you go. Let's take a break. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment is brought to you by Chris Wiley's Primary Residential Mortgage, PRMI.com. This guy is amazing. Anything you need to know about your finances, he can do it. I was going to do a reverse mortgage, and he looked at my stuff, and he goes, nah, you'd be a waste of money. I went, huh? Yeah, don't do it. Just leave what you're doing. It's fine, everything. But how are you going to make a living? By telling you, you don't need it. I said, cool. Love it. So I didn't, and I'm happy. 619-722-1383.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy is so honest. It's just absolutely amazing. So anything you need to know, reverse mortgages, you're in the military, you want to buy a VA, do a VA loan, whatever you want, you need financing, Chris is the man. 619-722-1303. And SNS Off-Road Magazine, boy, Sherry and her husband, they've done such a phenomenal job all the way back to 1982. And their daughter is doing quite well in the motorcycle world as well. So, but hey, if you want to stay on top of what's going on out in the desert, that is the number one place to look. Everything from what's going on in the desert, rules, regulations, what's open, what's closed. And then a classified section if, you know, and I think, don't they do some kind of blogs where people talk about different products and you can ask questions and get answers and things.
On SNS, yes. Yeah. Yes. So
it's a one-stop shop, SNS. Off-Road Magazine, that's SSORMAG.com.
I love Sherry's turn. She's just so brilliant. Yeah. She speaks so eloquently.
She really does.
She can really tear into some people. I love it.
Good. I love her.
Yes, I know. To have her be
her
a
and
part
I should
of,
get together.
Yeah, have her being a part of the OHV off-highway vehicle park in San Diego County would be absolutely amazing because she's been involved since 1982 when we were originally starting and looking and identifying the different areas.
Well, she lives out there.
She lives in the desert. She moved out to the desert. She used to live here in Lakeside, and they live out in Octia Wells now off Split Mountain. But having her and her knowledge and experience behind it is just 100%. I mean, Ed too. Ed's been involved since then. He was involved in the original one as well. I was talking to Jim McGarvey though. I mean, Jim McGarvey was one of our founding members. He's been involved since the very beginning. Early '70s is when they became active.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, San Diego Off-Road Coalition. We started in the early '70s, but our first article I think SNS Off-Road Magazine was in 82. But we became
that'd be priceless
incorporated
if you had that.
In 1994. And so I go off of the 1994 date. So if you go off our 1994 date, we're just coming up on 30 years, even though we've been active much longer than that.
I wonder if Sherry has that first edition framed someplace.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
Be crazy not to.
I was really hoping that they would be a part of the Lakeside Rodeo event that we are putting on Saturday, June 24th, bringing all their vintage bikes because Steve collects them. He's got like 50 vintage bikes.
Wow.
Like just unheard of. Yeah. I mean, the old school Yamaha,
Trailmaster.
Yeah. Oh my God. Pristine condition.
Wow.
Yeah. But unfortunately, they're going to be racing that weekend.
By the daughter.
Summer. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be available.
She's supposed to be coming on KUSI here in the next couple of weeks. Now that I think about it, next month I think.
But speaking of the Lakeside Rodeo, next weekend is actually the Lakeside Rodeo. It's the regular rodeo. We'll have all the riders there, barrel racing.
Bulls.
Yes,
cows,
bulls.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sheep.
All the contests. And then Saturday is the Lakeside Western Days Parade. So the San Diego Off-Road Coalition has been doing the Western Days Parade for over 20 years now. We've been involved in it. Last year, we had 53 vehicles show up and partake, along with we have the Cactus Park BMX riders join us. And there was about 25 of them last year. We had some three-wheelers, some dirt bikes doing wheelies, and three-wheelers riding on two wheels and doing tricks all down Main Street and Woodside Avenue and Lakeside. And it was pretty awesome. We actually won Best in Show last year. So I'm really hoping this year we pull out a bunch of vehicles again. Anybody and everybody are welcome. If you're interested in riding your three-wheeler, your dirt bike down Woodside Avenue and Main Street in Lakeside, please come have us. It's a blast to do. You have to show up before 8:30. You just check in with me, sign my waiver. And then the parade starts about 9:30, 9:15, 9:30. We start moving, and then we're done by 10:30, 11 in the morning.
Oh, it's not
so
long
it's
at
not
all.
It's not long. Doesn't take and it's a lot of fun, especially if you got kids.
Sure.
Bring the kids out, decorate your vehicle, throw some American flag swag on it, and come on out and have a great time. It's a lot of fun. The families, kids just love it.
Oh, kids love parades.
Yeah.
And so we're not doing the Mother Goose parade anymore, so this is kind of a fill-in.
We're not.
Was last time you seen it?
Last year, Mother Goose Parade was last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah, they did the Mother Goose
Parade. Oh, I heard they didn't do it.
No, they did the Mother Goose Parade last year.
Well, that's good because I think parades are good for kids.
Yeah.
It seems to me like that there was a issue and they didn't pull it off. I know they didn't do it during COVID, but
Yeah, they didn't do it, but they did it last year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. For some reason, I was under the impression they did not.
No, because we get invited to that one, too, but I haven't been able to do that one in about 5 years. But the Lakeside Western Days Parade, before COVID, pre-COVID, mentioning that, they would have, you know, anywhere from 250 to 300 entries. You know, you'd see the guys dressed up. You'd get the bank robber dudes with the old school, you know, wagon that would come through. Then you get all your Western riders, and you got the vintage cars that come through. And, you know, it generally takes two and a half hours to watch the whole
parade. It's
almost
like the Rose Parade.
Well, unfortunately, after COVID, last year, they had only had 110 entries.
Well, that's probably why I didn't. And I wasn't aware of it.
Well, that's not the Mother Goose. That's the Lakeside Parade.
Oh.
So we were, you know, and well, we kind of generally are the largest, longest part of the parade for the Off-Road Coalition. But last year, we were definitely the longest part of the parade. So I'm hoping this year, you know, more people will register, sign up, and show up. And there's more floats and more parades.
You're
going to
throw candy?
No, you are not allowed to throw candy. You don't want the kids running into the street. There's too many horses out there. And then, two, you don't want the horses to step on any of the stuff and get, you know, so it's an issue.
I wonder who runs in front of a horse when they're out in backcountry. Oh, there's a walnut. Pick that up. Get that out of the way. Okay, you can go another 10 feet. Oh, wait. There's a pebble. Pick that pebble up.
No.
Oh, my God. Look, a leaf. Okay, hold on. Hold that horse.
You're so silly.
Well, it's because they're so silly when you really come down to it.
Yeah, yeah. But hopefully, you know.
How long have they had parades and they used to throw candy at the kids? How many years?
Years.
As long as they've had parades.
You know, what do you want me to say? No, the generations are so focused on their phones. They're so, I don't know what to
call. Hey, why don't we just do the parade on the phone? And we don't. Well, AI is coming. You won't even have to worry about it. AI will just do the whole parade. You won't even have to go out.
No. I don't want that involved in my life.
You're not an AI girl?
I'm not. I try not to be a punk. That's why I'm so bad at posting and keeping everything up to date on the Off-Road Coalition.
You need to hire somebody.
I'm like 50-50. Do I go full into being...
Yeah, no,
I like to keep half my life private. I don't like everything.
I don't want anyone, but I tell you what, I have to write it and then delete it.
Yeah.
I feel better if I write it and delete it.
Then you get your interview out.
Trust me, I got a guy at Albertsons. We're going to call him Waldo Pepperdick. And I want to bring him on. And this guy, if I see him at the grocery store, it's good for a half hour. And it's everything from off-road to guns to government. And he has got an opinion. He is awesome. I could just say, Waldo, you're on, and leave.
Oh, my goodness.
He's so good. I love that guy.
My friend Danielle, Dirt and Design, she's listening right now. She just said, not next weekend. It's in 2 weeks. You keep saying next weekend. Right. It is Saturday, April 29th. Yeah, that is in 2 weeks. Next week is the 21st.
Back from Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm so sorry.
I was going to say, because wait a minute, I told you I couldn't do it.
I keep saying 2 weeks, too.
Yeah, well, you'll probably be there.
I will be there. I will be organizing.
In 1 week.
And
wondering where everybody is.
Wondering where the parade is.
I have my list. Where are you people? Yeah.
Yeah.
Told you need an assistant.
I do need an assistant. It's really sad.
It's really bad.
Aside from the Lakeside Western Days Parade next weekend and then our June 24th Lakeside Rodeo thing, there's an event... Oh my gosh, between those two that we have coming up, which is going to be May 6th at Corral Canyon, where we're going to be doing a trail maintenance day. So I'm hoping that you guys can come out and join us. One of the grants that Ed sent me that Ed wants to talk about, that he wanted me to talk about today, is the Forest Service used our volunteer hours that we just did on December 10th. We went in and we had... 89 people signed the waiver and work that day, and we installed rice bales all around the kids' training track and the course there, and then we had people go out and go wheeling on a lot of the trails and trim back the bushes and, you know, overgrown overgrowth from all the rain and weather that we've had on December 10th. And they applied for the grant. So they're using all those volunteer hours for grant match money.
So they go to Hawaii?
No, so that they can get an excavator, do what they need to do, do the upkeep. You know, part of our grant money, Tierra del Sol paid to have restrooms installed at Four Corners, I don't know, 4 years ago. It hasn't been that long.
How do they look?
5 years ago. They're still in pristine condition. And you want to know why they're still in pristine condition? Because the Forest Service uses the OHV State Park grant funds and grant money to maintain and upkeep them. So they were just recently painted and cleaned and done up all nice. There's a board there where you can put flyers and stuff. So we should have the flyer posted to upkeep. They actually had an electronic machine because it's a day use, right? So they have the day use fee. It's $7 for the forest pass for the day. And they now have an electronic machine at the Four Corners bathroom at Corral Canyon where you can pay right there. Before, you always had to stop. I always had to stop in Pine Valley and go to the gas station in Pine Valley to get my Forest Service card, pass, because I would always forget. So I'd always buy two or three of them at a time and just keep them in my glove box so I could just scratch them off. And yeah, I have them when I need them.
But you know what's funny? Spend $5 million on the sexual habitat of a dung beetle. They will.
I believe it.
And they'll do a study.
I believe it.
If we got rid of all the government waste that's spent.
Oh, it'd be unreal.
Go wheeling for free.
We got to take a break, but when we come back, we'll talk government waste. I will read you Will Harris's post about Oceano Dunes.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The answer.
Folks, welcome back. This is STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Hey, the Wise Ox Butcher Shop and Pantry. Oh, my gosh. The Wise Ox is the best. The food is phenomenal. Everything is top drawer. I don't even need to say a whole lot more other than that. 2855 Elkhorn Boulevard, right there in San Diego. And I think it's open today, too, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, because you did stop by one time and got us a sandwich. They support and they're operated by the Trust Restaurant Group, so you know the food is good. Heritage pork, free-range chicken, and all sourced by expert chefs and butchers. The Wise Ox Butcher Shop in North Park before your next event. All right, before we get back to it, I'm just going to ask one question, and I don't want to hear an answer.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Brandon.
Okay.
So if you work for KCBQ, and you're in the marketing department.
Which I do work for KCBQ, not marketing department. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
And you did a project that lost $5 billion in maybe one to 2 days.
Okay.
What's the chance of still having the job?
None. Yeah. Zero. Zilch. Yeah. Nada.
But guess what? That's not what's happening to Budweiser.
Oh, yeah, I know. Because there's, the whole situation that's going on there.
And think about it. $5 billion. Talk about job security.
I love how when you look at the Democrats, they say that I've seen a couple of different posts that says, oh, if you think that that's going to damage the company and if you think that boycotting the company is going to do anything, then you're not doing, then, you know, you're out of your mind. It's not going to do anything to them.
Hello? $5 billion.
And I seen a graph yesterday of what it was, you know, a week ago, and then how it's just droned down to, our boycotting of it has not done anything. Doesn't do a thing.
Well, no. That's how the Democrats
live. To me, this, I get it, it's beer, and I get it, it's alcohol, and I get it's, you know, whatever, but I'm all into the, does it fall under the grooming category? Does it go into, how far are they taking this? Because to me, it's gone too far.
And this guy, he depicted, I had no idea you were like this guy. Because that's how he depicted women. Mm-mm. Ditzy and, I think every woman out there that's busted their butt like you have to get where you're at today, that's your representation?
No.
I mean, they didn't just mess it up by attacking all the Bud Light drinkers, but they attacked women.
No. No, you don't even want to get me started on the whole trans and yeah, sports either. And the whole nine yards and
which I don't have any problem with.
And
I have no problem.
I full on have
do what you want to do.
Play against your biological.
That I don't agree.
I 100%. They should not be playing against women.
No,
they need to be playing against men.
What happened back when I was a kid? That would never. Some kids did try to sneak in, and boy, did they get in trouble. They got kicked out of school.
Yeah.
And last but not least, what about if a teacher comes up to you, a guy, and says, Audrey, let's have a secret. Here's what I want you to do. But just don't tell your mom and dad.
Oh,
that guy'd be in jail.
Yes.
Which he should be today.
Yes.
Because anytime an adult tells a child, we're going to have a secret, that should be grounds for termination and a minimum of 5 years.
And what the schools are doing with kids, and it blows my mind.
All right, let's go back off road.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I hate to say this. It's kind of hard to segue from this. But we do have Ed on the line again, if you guys want to talk to him.
Ed who?
Hey, Ed. How's it going?
Hi, guys.
Jeez,
I'm here at Paris Raceway.
I know, we've been waiting.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Did you race?
I've been sitting here listening. Why? Well, I had to hang up and go do a moto, but I'm back.
Okay.
See, he did have to go do a moto. I told you he had to go hit the track. How'd you do?
Well, let's see. My first moto, I started third. I passed up to the lead, and then a guy caught up and passed me, and I finished second. Second moto, my bike wouldn't start on the starting line. They left without me.
Oh.
Finally started. Third moto, let's see. I started second. I don't think I got the lead, but I went back to third, then I went up to second and finished second.
Nice.
So I got one more race in about 20 minutes.
Which one wouldn't start?
The MX360. That's the only bike I brought. I'm doing two different classes with it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a little annoyed with that bike right now. It's hard to start.
All right.
It shouldn't be.
$500.
I have more than that in the cylinder porting.
Yeah, but it's not going to start. Well, I mean, I don't care if you shine the back tire. It ain't starting. $500.
I'll park on Mako Hill next time.
Oh. So how's the weather out there? Good?
It's warm and sunny. It's nice. There's a lot of there's two tracks here. There's like the bigger pro track.
Right.
It's a practice day over there, and it's just full of riders. Then we're over here on the other track. The jumps aren't as big, and it's a little shorter.
Right.
And our race is using that one. And I'm also next to the flat track. They have a, I don't know, 3/8 mile?
Yeah.
I don't know how big this flat track is. But they have a dirt oval here. I think it's in a different position, because I raced here years back, and I don't remember it being there.
Then you got the stock car track off to your right, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I don't... maybe.
Sorry, you're not.
It's been two years for me since I've been up to Paris.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. But anyway,
I love going and watching the sprint cars.
Yeah, I like it here. The club is a lot of fun. It's Cal BMX. They do both motocross and flat track.
Say hi to
Next
Frank.
Next weekend is flat track. Yeah, he's here. They have flat track at Camp Lockett and Campo. We're gonna have a few more races here. Scott Burnworth's race is in a couple of weeks at Barona Oaks, May 7th, I believe.
I think so.
So I'm looking forward to that. I may miss radio again. Next weekend is El Trial de España, a big observed trials event in Anza. It's a two-day event. I think I'm going to ride Saturday on my gas, come into the studio on Sunday. The spring, there's a lot of competition going on.
You said that's in Anza?
A lot of fun. Anza, yes, right across the street from Kauia Creek Motocross Park. And I forget the name of there's a name for the community there. But if you look up Southern California Observe Trials, you'll find everything you need.
Now, that's the bike with no seat, right?
That's right. You stand up, and when you compete, you try not to touch the ground when you're in the sections.
Right.
So you have the red on the right, the blue ribbon on the left. You try to ride through, and you pop a wheelie in, you make tight turns, and you get a score anywhere from 0 to 5.
Right.
And they punch it on your time card.
Moto World's got a brand new and sitting right in the center of the dealership. And for some reason,
oh my God,
there's something about that type of racing that I absolutely love. I mean, there's just something about it.
You want to take a spin on my gas? You're welcome to.
Yeah, right.
I'll ride the monkey. You ride the gas.
No, I gave the monkey. I gave the monkey to Brittany as a gift. I gave it to her as a gift.
Okay.
Aw, you did, so that she can have it for cruising Barona during the racing. Aw, that's so sweet. Yeah. Barona is open. Racing season is on. They raced last night. So 2 weeks from now, they'll be racing again. That will actually be rodeo weekend.
And Brittany will get to drive because she got rained out the opening day. This was the second. So, but she went out and practiced on Friday and said it was off the charts. Her little car was just happy.
Wow.
Oh, there you go. Oh, there goes Ed.
Yeah. Did we do a SDRC night at Barona?
Yeah, we should. We should schedule an SDRC night at Barona.
Yeah, all you got to do, is just talk to Trisha Salazar. I'll send you guys a contact if you don't have it.
No, that would be great if you could.
I think it'd be fun. We could maybe set up on the hill or get us checking in the bleachers for all our people.
Yeah, and you know, it'd be fun, too.
I just had a Jason with Down for Mobbing hit me up for a drive-in theater, Santee drive-in theater night as well.
And maybe invite the Cal VMX to do a demonstration 5-lap on the big track.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Well, if you put a little intermission package together, I'm sure they could send me an email.
What
and
do
I'll
think if we had, say, three flat trackers against three motocrossers.
Yeah, whatever. But I mean, during intermission, just get some guys out, just because that's what I keep telling them. You got to have something for everybody. Got to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think just bringing out some Cal VMXers, go bopping around the track. I think it'd be a hoot. So I'll take care of that. Maybe I'll do that on Monday.
So we have 2 weeks to the Lakeside Parade, Saturday the 29th, Lakeside Parade, Lakeside Rodeo. Then we've got May 6th, Corral Canyon. Hopefully you can join us for Saturday, May 6th. And then our next one will be June 24th. That'll be the San Diego Off-Road Jamboree that we're hosting. We're looking for vendors, sponsors, and volunteers. Email us topics, ideas. Become a member, SDORC.org, www.sdorc.org.
Sounds like Ed's eating hot dogs. All right, hey, bring the bike. I'll bring 500 next Sunday. See you, buddy.
Okay, take care. Bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, Yak Radio coming up, and it's just me and Brandon on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.